I believe the time is coming when the Lord shall come again. I believe the end is nearing every day. I believe the good old Bible from beginning to the end. Just compare today with Matthew 24. And we are living in the day it speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for His coming. Let us meet Him with a shout. For He tells us in His Word to watch and pray. While upon the Mount of Olives His disciples came to Him, saying, Master, tell us when this thing shall be. Just be ready, be watching, let each one be free from sin. For He tells us in His Word to watch and pray. And we are living in the day He speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's be ready for His coming. Let us greet Him with a shout. For He tells us in His Word to watch and pray. Many wars shall come upon us when the end of time is here. Many earthquakes will be numerous in those days. All of these today we're having, and in Matthew will appear. We shall live our lives for Him and sing His praise. And we are living in the day He speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for His coming. Let us meet Him with a shout. For He tells us in His Word to watch and pray. Many wars shall come upon us when the end of time is here. Many earthquakes will be numerous in those days. All of these today we're having, and in Matthew will appear. We should live our lives for Him and sing His praise. And we are living in the day He speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for His coming. Let us meet Him with a shout. For He tells us in His Word to watch and pray. And we are living in the day He speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for His coming. Let us meet Him with a shout. For He tells us in His Word to watch and pray. And we are living in the day He speaks about. All of these we now are having every day. Let's get ready for His coming. Let us greet Him with a shout. For He tells us in His Word to watch and pray. I'm so glad that I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by His blood. Join heirs with Jesus as we travel this road. For I'm part of the family of God. You will notice we say brother and sister around you. It's because we're a family, and these folks are so near. When one has a heartache, and we all share the tears, and rejoice in its victory, and its family so dear. I'm so glad that I'm a part of the family of God.
I've been washed in the fountain,
cleansed by His blood. Join us with Jesus as we travel this thought. I'm a part of the family of God. From the door of an orphanage to the house of the king, no longer an outcast, a new song I sing. From rags on to riches, from the weak to the strong, I'm not worthy to be here, but praise God I belong. I'm so glad that I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by His blood. Join us with Jesus as we travel this song. I'm part of the family of God. From the door of an orphanage to the house of the king, no longer an outcast, a new song I sing. From rags on to riches, from the weak to the strong, I'm not worthy to be here, but praise God I belong. I'm so glad that I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by His blood. Join us with Jesus as we travel this song. I'm part of the family of God. As the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after You. You alone are my strength, my shield. To You alone will my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship You. I love You more than You are my brother, even though You are a king. I want You more than any other, so much more than anything. You alone are my strength, my shield. To You alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship You. I want You more than gold or silver, only You can satisfy. You alone are the real joy giver and the apple of my eye. You alone are my strength, my shield. To You alone may my spirit yield. You desire and I long to worship Thee. Farther along we know all about it. Farther along we'll understand why. Cheer up, my brother. Live in the sunshine. We'll understand it all by and by. Farther along we'll know all about it. Farther along we'll understand why. Cheer up, my brother. Live in in the sunshine. We'll understand it all by and by. Farther along we'll know all about it. Farther along we'll understand why. Cheer up, my brother, live in the sunshine. We'll understand it by and by. To be like Jesus, to be like Jesus, honored I long just to be like Him. All through life journey, from earth to glory, I only ask just to be like Him. To be like Jesus, to be like Jesus, honored I long just to be like Him. All through life journey, from earth to glory, I only ask just to be like Him. To be like Jesus, to be like Jesus, honored I long just to be like Him. All through life's journey, from earth to glory, I only ask just to be like Him.
Well, if Jesus was here today, he would do exactly what we're doing. He would tell people the truth. Yesterday we talked about that, the kingdom of
has suffered violence.
The kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and we know that's not the way to get it through violence. That's the devil's way of getting it. That's these wars and rumors of wars. That's how they get their kingdom. Or they think they're getting it. See, there's something built in into the human race and into the angelic host. You know, the angelic host, they were each given a kingdom. That's exactly what it means. The angels that left not their estate. Mm-hmm. The angels that left not their kingdom. They left their kingdom and they decided they could do better than that God-given job that they had. And they decided to go on their own. And before you know it, the whole world was polluted. And when the people do things on their own, what they do, then they mess things up. And see, as long as they were in the canopy where God created them to be, everything, that whole universe was in harmony. It wasn't until when they went out of their God-given job and then they started messing with the genetics of these animals, of these dinosaurs, and then, like we said the other day, then violence covered the earth. They had these animals all breeding such a mess that they started killing each mm-hmm. other and eating each other, and God looked at it, and he was very disgusted with what these angels have done, what they've proved to be, and that, like I say, violence covered the earth. That whole, it wasn't just the dinosaurs. It was all that whole in between was one big mass of killing each other and violence. And God came on the scene and he brought them into judgment. And then Lucifer did his thing. But see, we inherited all that when we lost, when we come into this world. We didn't have a kingdom. But see, we're so built and we're so created that everybody has a desire to have a kingdom. Just because Lucifer fell, he still had that desire to be worshipped. And just because we, the human race, they still have that built-in desire to someday have a kingdom. But we read yesterday, we talked yesterday about how you cannot get the kingdom with force. And then Jesus said, as my Father, first of all, he said, it's the Father's great pleasure to give us a kingdom. It's something built in us, each one of us, and the Father wants to give us a kingdom. And then Jesus comes along and says, as my Father gave me my kingdom, That's how you are going to get your kingdom. You'll get it the same way, through humility, through suffering, through the cross of Calvary, and that's what he put us on this route for back in the early 90s. He had something he saw down through time. He wants to give us the kingdom, like I said. It's the Father's great pleasure to give us the kingdom. But you're not going to get it with force and with high tyranny, like it says from the dead John the Baptist. The kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violence, they take it by force. Well, we don't take it by force. If they want to walk all over you, if they want to take everything away from you, just got to leave it with the Lord. The Lord said, vengeance is mine, I will repay. He knows everything that's going on, and it's just the direction that we had to go. We had to leave everything with the Lord. If they want to take everything, go for it. But we're not happy about it. We were not a happy camper back in the day, and even to this day, they got us in the house, but that's part of the program. That's how we hope to get the kingdom someday, and like I say, if Jesus was here today, he would just advise us the same thing we're advising people. That's what he would be doing. Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for this another day of life, for the many things you do for us, Lord. I just pray to continue to use us as you see fit, because like we keep saying over and over, there is nothing in the human being that has any direction, don't have a compass. That's why we constantly stand before you, Lord, asking you to lead and guide us by that of your Spirit, Lord. We commit our lives to you, and the past 30, 40 years, Lord, we've been on this journey, and there's nothing I would rather do, Lord, to do the things that you've honed us out to do, Lord. We finally found our place in Christ. We finally ask for grace to continue with this journey, Lord, and we just pray you'll just do it as you see fit, Lord. We just pray you'll help us with your word. Say the things that you want us to say them in such a way, Lord, that it'll resonate in the hearts of the people. We pray you'll give that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's quite a statement to say if Jesus was here, he would be doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. We're just contending with the program, but it's been following our lot in life. That's why the Lord took us through 30, 40 years of schooling to school us about from the ministry of, he took the advice, what it says in the book of Revelation, the church age of Laodicea, I counsel of thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire. I counsel of thee to put on that eye salve and to do the different things it says back in the book of Revelation. And that's what we did, and the counsel of thee to buy of me gold. That's that ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson. I don't want to sound like a broken record, but that's the essence of Laodicea. If you don't have that, you're just going through life, just groping in the dark, because you can't trust these preachers out there now, especially with this AI. You don't know what to believe, man. You listen, put on the YouTube, and they don't even know who that Antichrist is, who that man of sin is. It's the Pope of Rome, and we be telling you forever and a day that it's the Pope, but everywhere you look, you open up the website, and there they got this guy. Today it's this guy that's going to be the man of sin, or the Antichrist, and then that world leader. And they got everything so confused, and they tell you he's going to control the whole world. No, he's only going to control the biblical world, the European world, and if you want to know what the biblical world is, you have to go back into history and look at what Alexander the Great and that Babylonian and the Medo-Persian Empire and that Roman Empire, what area they consisted of. It was only the European biblical world, but you won't hear that out there from the masses, because it's just one big mass of deception. And here we are, just the two of us, we're telling people the truth, because if we're not going to be telling them, the truth will not be, they won't find it. Who's going to tell them the things that we're telling them? Because first of all, they don't know about it. They mm-hmm. don't know about that midnight cry. And if you don't know about that midnight cry, February the 28th, 1963, was the middle of Laodicea. And like I say, I know we keep repeating it, but it's the only thing that's worth repeating, because it's the truth. And you here in this end time, you've got to dig through that, all that vape and all that deception that's out there. And that's why we keep saying it over and over again. In 1963, that was the middle of Laodicea. 1906 was the beginning. And if you're in grade 3, you can do the math. And then you come up to 2021, and then you implement that Yom Kippur, and then you got exactly the day and hour that you're now living in, the restoration of all things. That's when Jesus Christ went off to see the mercy, and that's when he went on, and he went on as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and he's going to be King of Kings, and he's going to stay King of Kings and Lord of Lords throughout the millennium. And he's just like I say, October the 15th, 2021. That's when that era started. And now he's restoring all things. That's what's going on over in Israel. All these wars and rumors of war single-handedly taking out these seven, fighting a war on seven fronts. And miraculously, like if you've been watching it at all in the last number of years, and you can see everything they're doing. It's a miracle how they, with these pages and how they went into our gaze and to the, all these things they're doing. Just a miracle what they've been doing. And see behind it, the spirit of the living God. But here, it's the only place where you're going to find that. We tell the people the truth. And that now we're telling you how to really get that kingdom, that really the Father is great pleasure to give you that kingdom. But you got to get it the right way. This thing out there they call church, this thing out there they call preaching, it's just major deception, such magnitude. I sometimes listen in just to see what they have to say, but completely alienated from reality and from truth. It's kind of a joke what they're trying to tell people. Today it's gay, the Antichrist will come out of gays, and then tomorrow the Trump is the Antichrist, and all the stupid things when you can't stay with the scripture. The Bible says the beast that was in and is not, and here it is. Here, Europe, that European Union, through the NATO thing and everything, it's coming back into power again. And just like it was back in the Dark Ages. And the Pope, he's going to be running that, riding that scarlet-colored beast. And that scarlet-colored beast is that European police force, that European Union, that Euro. That's all controlled by the Pope, because it's going back where it was in the Dark Ages. To you and I, everything is so simple and so transparent that you wonder how stupid people can be, not even know who that man of sin is. The Bible tells you completely, exactly, right to the dot where that man of sin comes out. It comes out of Rome. Mm-hmm. Always been Rome. The Pope of Rome. He's a false prophet, then that same office evolves into that man of sin. And we're just clearing up the pages here from all the confusion that's out there. And if we wouldn't be doing these sessions every day, there wouldn't be nothing left that's valid, especially with his AI now. If you listen to it, and all of a sudden now Clint Eastwood is he's a big guy, apparently got converted. Now they take his voice and they pretend it's Clint Eastwood because he's out at the forefront. But you got to stay with the truth. And like I say, if Jesus was here, he would be doing exactly what we're doing. In fact, he's been here for 2,000 years. But he spoke to these angels. This is the revelation that God gave to Jesus, the gift to the angel. And then the angel linked up with that church age messenger. He's here in the church age of Laodicea. That angel linked up with the vocal cords of Brother Branham. And then when he goes off the scene, he linked up with the vocal cords of Brother Jackson. And then when he goes off the scene, we were all being tested, and he found you and I to be faithful to continue with that work that angel did. We're just doing whatever the Lord tells us to do and allows us to see throughout the day and throughout the weeks. And now he wants to tell us, how do you get your kingdom? You cannot get it by force and by manipulating and by creating a war. You get it simply the way Jesus got it. As my Father gave me my kingdom, that's I'm going to give you your kingdom. If you can only get yourself to a place where you can allow the Lord Jesus Christ to lead and guide you into all truth. And then it's all about being obedient. It's all about doing what the Lord wants us to do. That's where it's at.
That's what it says in Luke 22:29. And I appoint to you a kingdom as my Father appointed to me. And it's not like a lot of people out in the Christian world. There's nominal Christian world out there. They just decide this guy is a good speaker, and they're gonna open up a television show for him and create a following, and then that's how they gain monetary gain, and they become wealthy. And but the kingdom of God is not that way. That is totally the opposite. Like it says in Corinthians, it's really we are made as the filth of the world and are the offscouring of all things unto this day. Mm-hmm. That's really, when it boils down to it, it says that in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13. That's really what it boils down to. If you are going to receive that kingdom in the millennium reign, in the age to come, mm-hmm. then that is really how you're going to be treated here in this life. Because here in this life, you're walking as a pilgrim, mm-hmm. Journeying through this land and overcoming all the obstacles that the enemy throws your way. And he has a lot of things. And these are just the things that God uses to test you so that you will be qualified when you come mm-hmm. into that millennium reign to do that specific job, to have that kingdom that he created for you. And like you said earlier, like the angels, they had a kingdom. They had, God had created for them a specific role, a specific job for them to do in the prehistoric hour. And they went outside of that job and they started messing things up because they thought they knew how to do mm-hmm. it better. And that's what human nature does. They think they can do better than God. And that's why you see this chaos in the world today. It's just just a chaotic world today. When you look around in the realm of Christianity, it's all a nominal charismatic Christianity. Why? It's because they rejected what God had for the hour of Laodicea. And then that just, they went a different direction. And I remember growing up in a religious structure, knowing and feeling something's not right. And I knew it wasn't right, the religious system, because in my spirit, there was something that kept telling me, this is not right, it's wrong. But I could never really put it into the scripture, what it really is and what made me feel the way I did. Mm-hmm. It wasn't until I came to the ministry of Brother Brenham that he opened up my understanding what this really is. And that was all that angel exposing the unfruitful works of darkness out there, what Roman Catholicism really is. Like that Pope, he acts real pious and really humble and meek. But it's just a show. Like inside, it's like they're grievous wolves. That's what religion is, grievous wolves. They don't care for the sheep, because if you care for people, you tell them the truth. And that's what Brother Brenham and Brother Jackson did. And I sometimes think, what would life be mm-hmm. like without the ministry of Brother Brenham and Brother Jackson? Because I could never really find like how they shone the light on the things, what these denominational systems are. Like we were talking yesterday, like they're synagogues of Satan, mm-hmm. and that's what they evolved into. And that's why growing up, I felt like that about these church systems. But Brother Brenham shone the light on it and took us to the Bible, how it evolves into synagogues of Satan. Mm-hmm. Like originally, the Lutherans were not synagogues of Satan. Like Martin Luther received a revelation that just shall live by faith. But when God continued on with the truths that, more truths that needed to be restored, they refused to move on and formed a denomination, an organized structure. This is what we believe, and that's how it's gonna be instead of moving on with God. And you can, that's why all these denomination churches out there, they make their own little kingdoms. Mm-hmm. You could say, put it in that way, they make their own little kingdoms. And the Hutterites have their kingdoms, the Mennonite, the Amish, the Lutherans, the Methodists, the Presbyterians, the Seventh-day Adventists, the
Mormons,
all these denominations out there, that's what really it is. Instead of moving with the Spirit of God, and that's why we are the scum of the earth. That's why it says that in Corinthians. We are the world's dirt and scum even now. Mm-hmm. And that's what you have to go through in order to receive that kingdom, just as Jesus had to go to Calvary in order to gain that position as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
For you and I, it's everything so mm-hmm. very simple and real that after a while I get to loving this journey. I like to be I love to be discovered here. I love to be shunned and all these things. After a while you kind of get used to it. And now from where you and I are sitting and we look at the religious world and the world around us, it's so phony. Mm-hmm. It's not real. It's I'm glad I'm not part of it. I'm glad I'm part of the family of God. And like I say, for you and I, it is so, it's such a phony religious world out there, like you were saying about these kingdoms. Then there's the, then it goes on to the individual. Then it's the Jimmy Swaggart kingdom, you know. Mm-hmm. They make all these kingdoms, and at the end of the day, they got nothing, and all it is a family affair. And at the end of the day, they don't have nothing. I don't even think, wonder if they even have salvation, like, mm-hmm. but they definitely have no reward, and the millennial kingdom. Now, it's all about, to you and I, it's all about the millennium. This here life is just kind of a flea. We're just wandering through this world of woe. And then hopefully, if we're faithful and true to the end, we're trying our level best. That's why we're doing what we're doing. We're not doing, there's no pleasure in the flesh for you and I. We just get up in the early in the morning and we seek the Lord early in the morning when everybody's still sleeping. We take time out to, and not that we're bragging or anything, it's just become a way of life. That's what you have to do to be able to survive the hour that we're living in. And every day you have to pull yourself up by the bootstraps and for another day. Like this morning I got up, I felt like I was half dead. But you gotta persevere. You gotta do something about it. You gotta pray in the day and you gotta have a conversation. You gotta sing these real songs that were given to us back in the 1500s, 1600s when everything was still real. But they didn't have that AI and all these modern technicalities to get out there, and it's simply, if you could take a bird's eye view, it's simply to deceive the masses and to deceive all, like Jesus said, the deception would be of such great magnitude that it would deceive the very elect, and that's why we're doing what we're doing. I love being the scum of society. I love being shunned, because then you have very little, you don't have all that debris that you collect when you go to this church. They might go down to John Hagin, and then tomorrow you might go listen to Joel Osteen, and then you listen to such and such. But it's all just confusion and deception. It's not worth the pages it's written on. It's not there, nothing but synagogues of Satan, and it's not worth for a dog to eat. I'm just telling you the truth. If Jesus was here, he would be telling you exactly what we're telling you. He would be very concerned about the human race, but just like he was back then when he was here. That's why he gave us Matthew 24, to warn us what's coming. And then he said, beware, be careful that at any time your hearts be overcharged with too much indulgence of food and drinking and all that stuff. He warned us time and time again what to watch out for, and we're taking it very serious what Jesus said when he was here. He warned us, he was very concerned about the human race, and to this day he's concerned about the human race. But like that song says, that we sing ever so often in the morning about how people are so accustomed to mm-hmm. this world of deception. Nothing is real anymore. Mm-hmm. That's why we're doing what we're doing here. To yank people into reality. That's how you're going to get your kingdom, whether you like it or not. It's not a very attractive message what we're doing, but we're telling people the truth. Because if you care about somebody, you tell them the truth. The only reason we're doing that, because we're just feeling the heartbeat of God, how God, that great eternal, how he cares for the human race. And when he cares for them, he did everything he possibly could. He sent Jesus down here to pay for our sins, and then he to lead and guide us to that kingdom. Like I keep saying, it's the Father's great pleasure to give us a kingdom. But he knew how to get that kingdom. He sent Jesus to show us the way how to get that kingdom. And when Jesus said, I can do nothing without my Father. And he was born sinless. He didn't have no sin. And he couldn't make one step without the Father. I only do what I see my Father do. That's why we have come to that place of maturity where we can truly say like he did, Lord, lead and guide us by your Spirit, do with us as you see fit, because there's nothing in us that has a compass. We lost that all throughout when we accepted Adam and Eve fell, and we took all the attributes from all these fallen angels, from all Lucifer's pride and all the garbage we took upon us when we were coming to this world. Like I keep saying, we're born in sin, we're shaped in iniquity. He come into this world speaking lies, and that's why Jesus had to come to pull us and yank us out into reality. And that's why it's very important to accept that gift of salvation, because without Jesus Christ, you can't make it. And then you come to maturity, and if you allow yourself to be led by the Spirit of the living God, and then you'd be doing exactly what we're doing here. He'll wake you up just like he wakes us up every morning, and then you want to spend time in prayer, because otherwise you're not going to make it, because that's what Jesus did when he was here. He's got up early in the morning, and you can read it time and time again where he was out there praying in the morning, and then he went out to meet the day. It was when he was in prayer that the Lord showed him, I want you to go up to Samaria, and I want you to meet. He didn't tell him right away when he was praying to go up to Samaria. He just told him, he didn't tell him right away that he's going to meet a woman there. He just said, you must needs go to Samaria. You can read it. You can read it right off the page. He said one morning, I must needs go to Samaria. And then on the way there, the Lord showed him what he's going to encounter, to the point where he even told his, he knew he was going to meet a shady lady out there at the well. So he told his disciples, go into town and get some groceries. Just because I don't want to be around when I'm going to meet that shady lady. And there he met this lady at the well, and they began this conversation to this day, you know, the woman at the well. And he told her, if you can only believe that I am he, because the whole universe, the whole country of Israel was lit up with, it was out in, like we were saying the other day, it was out in the atmosphere, like here's the Messiah must be around somewhere. And then everybody was looking, and because what Jesus said, but she went into town, and she said to the people in there, come and see if this is not him that we're looking for. See, the whole atmosphere was charged up with looking for that Messiah. And here, in this end time, if people are only honest with themselves, they will realize that the atmosphere is charged up with the coming of the Lord. We don't even have to say it. It's automatically out there, just like it says over in Proverbs chapter 1, I've called and you have rejected and rejected and rejected. And see, there's no lack on God's part, and there's no lack that we're not doing the same thing that he's doing. We're trying to woo people and tell them the truth for these closing days of time, because if we don't tell them, it's not going to be told, because they do not know. They do not know about that midnight cry. They know about it, but they don't have the revelation on it. I've read it hundreds and hundreds of times, but if one day the Lord came by and he gave me a revelation on that midnight cry, how important it is to know the day and hour that you're living in, because you can go back, as it was, so shall it be. When Jesus wept over Jerusalem, he wept because they did not recognize the day and hour that they're living in. It's the same thing with the days of Noah. They absolutely did not know. They did not know in the days of Lot. They did not know in the days of Noah. They did not know and when Jesus was here, the hour of their visitation. And here, God, rich in mercy, has given us right to the day, February 28th, 1963, and once when you know that, you can do the rest yourself. You can put the pages together, and you'll come up, like I said, with October 15, 2021. That's when the 7 years started, and at the end of 7 years, then that big angel comes down, and Satan is no more for 1,000 years. There's no sign of him, and he's down in hell, and then millennium starts up with no Satan around, but you still have the natural man that you have to deal with. That's why Jesus had to, and the millennium come and rule with a rod of iron. And then he's setting up right now, we're all being tested. What if we're going to be faithful to what God has called us to be, we're going to be part of that millennium reign to help Jesus Christ to regenerate and restore all things, because it will take 1,000 years, and when 1,000 years will be done, it'll be back where it was right before the flood. And God, he told Adam and Eve, I'm going to send somebody that's going to bring everything back to where it was before the fall. And but see, right now, what's happening right now, we're being tested on a day-to-day basis to see if we're going to be worthy to go into that age of regeneration. That millennium is just an age of regeneration to bring the planet back to where it was. It's not the perfect day yet. It's after the millennium. That's when the perfect day is. Eternity there.
Yeah, if people can understand the whole plan of creation, when God created this whole plan of creation, when he planned it out, back before time began, back before he ever created anything, he had his plan that he wanted a family. So he created. And then when the angels fell, sin came into the picture, rebellion came into mm-hmm. the picture. And then this planet went into a judgmental state. And then he brought it back out and he created man. And then it was all for a plan, and all going into the millennium now to redeem everything back to God. Mm-hmm. See, if people don't know that or understand the whole plan of creation and the plan of redemption, then they think the grace age goes on forever and everything continues as mm-hmm. it is. But it doesn't. It goes through different phases, just like the Old Testament had its phase, mm-hmm. and then the New Testament had its phase, and it was all to bring out a particular people that will rule and reign with the Lord Jesus Christ and the angelic family and the human family and everything. Once everything will be redeemed back and tested and proven, then we will all go into the eternal age, mm-hmm. which will be eternally with God. Mm-hmm. So it's all a plan. It's mm-hmm. not something that people just go down the road of life unawares of who God is and what actually he's doing. It's understanding who God is and what he is looking at. Mm-hmm. And then it starts making sense to you that, yeah, God has a plan and he's working on something and you can be part of that plan.
And all you really have to do is believe what we're saying here, because he told back in the days of Hosea, you can go back and read it, and Hosea, he and his hour, he was the message to the people in his hour, he was the truth for his hour, and he said, if you can only get yourself to the belief, then God will remember your children. But see, they rejected him. He said, because you rejected the truth for your day, I will also forget your children. And if you can only get yourself to a place where you can believe what we're saying here, then God will remember your children. It's just true. It's just the way God works. It's just the way who God is. If you can get yourself to believe what we're saying here, that's the message for your day and the 20th century. We're just taken off and holding on to the truth that's been given to the church here in Laodicea, the counsel of thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire. And back then it was the ministry of Brother Brennan. Then he goes off the scene and evolved into the ministry of Brother Raymond M. Jenks. Then he goes off the scene and we were all being tested, and he found you and I faithful to continue on with the program. And what we're saying here, Ribby, you can only get yourself to believe. You don't have to go through what we went through. All you got to do is believe the message for your day. Just those people back in the days of Hosea, there were some people that believed Hosea, and then God remembered their children. If you can't do it for yourself, do it for your children. Look your children in the eye. Look your grandchildren in the eye. If you don't care about yourself, at least do it for them, because up the road, there's coming a horrible day. The day of the Lord, where the planet will run to and fro like a drunk man. It'll all that day where they'll say to the rocks, fall on us, and to the hills, hide us from him that's coming back. And your children will be in there if you reject the truth for your daddy. God has no other option. That's why we're putting in all our efforts, all our resources. We're not taking 1 cent from nobody. If somebody wants to send us that, we just send them back, because we don't want to be connected to that filthy lucre that's out there. We went working, driving truck for 15 years and saved all our resources because we didn't know what's up the road. We didn't have our money was not made to spend on ourselves, so we just saved it, and now we're just using all our resources to do this very work. Every cent that we have and spend, we spend it on this truth to send out a warning in these closing days of time. And it's going to happen exactly like we say, from October the 15th, 2021, you can take it on your calendar and mark exactly 7 years from there. There will be no more Satan. That angel comes and he throws him right into hell. And the things that we're saying are 100% accurate. And you can take it to the bank. It's going to happen exactly. Thus saith the scripture. We see it clearly. And if Jesus was here, he would be telling you the very same thing. If Brother Brennan was here, he would tell you the same thing. If Brother Jackson was here, he would tell you the same thing. But things evolve. They didn't see the things that you and I see, because God is always evolving. They didn't know nothing about that midnight cry, because I came upon Brother Jackson a dream one day. He wanted to know the time and day and hour that we're living in, because he didn't know, because he just took guesswords at it. And the answer to him was just like it was Jesus told those disciples, it's not for you to know. And he's telling to Brother Jackson, it's not for you to know, because you are not going to be living in that time frame. You'll be very close to it, but he hid it from Brother Jackson. And when Brother Jack goes off the scene, in fact, when he was still here, I had a dream about that midnight cry. But nobody believed me. I got up and down at Cartersville, tried to tell these people, and they took it off the internet. They wouldn't let it go out on the internet. That's how stupid people are. And they're supposed to be preachers. They're supposed to be the fallout from Brother, they were sitting under Brother Jackson's ministry all these years, but it was not given to them. It was given to you and I to continue on with the program, and that's what we're doing here. And you can take it to the bank and you can put your trust in it. Just believe what we're saying. God will look after you. Somehow or not, he will look after your children. He'll make sure they have a place of safety when that all hell breaks loose down here. It's already begun. That tribulation hour has already begun. That civil war that George Washington talks about, you can just tap in George Washington's vision, and you'll find out exactly what he foretold, what's going to happen to America, and that third peril. That's exactly what's happening out there now. The beginning has already begun. That civil war that George Washington talked about has already started. That tribulation that the Bible talks about has already begun. It's a countdown. Just that simple. It's not that far up the road. You can do the math. Go back October the 15th, 2021. You count 7 years. All that is going to be fulfilled within that window of that 7 year period. And then it goes on into the millennium. And it just continues on in the millennium for, God to restore all things. It's not just going to happen overnight. It'll take a 1,000-year process. At the end of it, it says there will be no more sea. The animals, they will be tame again, just like they were before the fall. And you see the lion and the bear, it's all in the Bible. The lion and the bear will be strong like the ox, you know. And a little child will play with the lion. But try to go play with the lion right now. Because at the end of the millennium, all that is being tamed, and it's back as if there never was a devil. The devil is going into that lake of fire, and there is going to be destroyed. And all these tongues that go with them, that are all these people that are marching down there now in the state against Trump and against justice, against righteousness, against the law and order, they're all going to go into that lake of fire. There would be no questions asked. Well, just at the end of that 7-year period, when Jesus comes down and he separates the goats and the sheep, these billy goats, there's no way they're going into the millennium. They're going right into that lake of fire. And see, we got the program. To us, it's so simple. And you kind of wonder, how come people don't get it? Well, the Lord has to open up their understanding. Only leave, seek not going to leave. If God does not open it up to your heart to believe what we're saying here, you're just not going to get it. It's just that simple.
Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you, give you thanks for another day of life, for everything you've allowed us to see. We just want to help people to understand your great plan of creation and what it's all about, for that millennium reign, and people can be part of it if they can only believe and follow your ways. We just want to give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.